missiles are there that Pakistan has accumulated, much of it with American foreign aid money. Now, you have to understand that it was Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and the American CIA who created al-Qaeda, who created the Taliban. And you read the books written back in the 1990s, and if you go to my website, radioliberty.com, why, we reference many of those books written during that era, books like Unholy Wars, the books Dollars for Terror, the whole al-Qaeda movement, the whole of the Taliban, financed by the Saudi Arabians, by Pakistan, by the American CIA. In fact, those of you who have never heard me speak of the fact that the USAID, United States Agency for International Development, had put out something like $51 million to print up Islamic textbooks in Arabic, pushing this radical Islamic movement. And the article appears in the Washington Post called The ABCs of Jihad, how the American government was pushing radical the Islamic movement. We created this whole radical Islamic movement that now threatens to engulf the world. Why would you do anything so stupid? Why, very simply, because we needed an enemy for the next war. And so today, why we find Pakistan certainly a very, very powerful force there, and with nuclear weapons, with missiles that are capable of delivering those nuclear weapons to Israel or perhaps even to Europe. And we're on the verge of, will certainly Pakistan fall and the radical Islamists take over? Now, if we have democracy, which we say we want, and a democratic election were to be held in Pakistan tomorrow, everything that I know suggests that the radical Islamists that we created would win. On the other hand, a Musharraf government has surreptitiously been financing the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Oh, yes, they've turned a few of them over to the United States. Oh, yes, they've pretended to be helping us, but it has really been the Pakistani military intelligence that's been funding the Taliban, that's been killing American boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. You see, it really doesn't make sense, and nothing going on over there makes sense. Which side do you want to win? Musharraf, who's backing al-Qaeda surreptitiously, or the other side, that, of course, backing al-Qaeda openly? Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And our basic theory is this, that nothing going on makes any sense. Today, in communist China, we are doing everything we can to back the government there that has an active program of persecuting Christians. Oh, time from time, will register dissent when Christians are picked up or tortured to death or killed, or recently a Catholic bishop died after a number of years of incarceration. I think he'd been arrested 11 times. And yet, United States government and the East Asian Development Corporation and the Export-Import Bank and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and American corporations and American banks, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Chase, are doing everything they can to build up the economy of China and one of the international funds that we guarantee trade, the Export-Import Bank, recently guaranteed a $5 billion loan, which Westinghouse had taken out, so they can build 5 nuclear power plants in China. Now, we can't build nuclear power plants in America because they're not safe, but we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. But it's all right for us to guarantee a loan for Westinghouse, which is a Japanese company. It's not an American company anymore because certainly they're coming in and buying up all of our corporations now as rapid as they can, other countries, but we're guaranteeing a $5 billion loan so Westinghouse can build 5 nuclear power plants. to build up the industrial potential of communist China. And yet communist China is the greatest threat to America today. And if you're reading the articles certainly in the New York Times or elsewhere, why communist China is building up their military to challenge the United States for the next war. And it's going to be a nuclear war, ladies and gentlemen. We've done everything we could to transfer nuclear technology and military technology and military factories to communist China, and none of this makes sense if you look at it logically. And so if it doesn't make sense logically, there must be another explanation. And of course our plea is, you've got to understand that there is another factor there. There is an X factor, and you're consistently being lied to by the controlled media, because five mega corporations control 95% of the major media outlets in the United States, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, the whole basket. It's all covered in a wonderful book. We don't carry it anymore, but you can order it through your bookstore. It's called The New Media Monopoly, written by a professor, Ben Bekdakian, at the University of California, who started setting this whole scenario back in 1980 when there were 50 corporations that controlled the media. Now it's down to five mega corporations. They control everything you read and hear, almost. But fortunately, we do have the Internet. We do have YouTube. We do have Google. And we need you to call us 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Gas prices this year hit their highest level in history. We're now sending the OPEC oil-producing countries $500 million a day. But our country can do something about it by requiring a major increase in the gas mileage of new cars and trucks, getting our vehicles to a combined average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. That'd save a two-car family about $700 a year. Of course, the big auto companies have blocked any such increase for decades. And now they're at it again, saying, oh, they're for better gas mileage too, when they're actually trying to slow down and weaken any new requirements. It's time to stand up to the auto companies and support a fuel efficiency increase to 35 miles per gallon by 2020. Express your support at pewfuelefficiency.org. Let's save money at the pump and send less money to OPEC. Paid for by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
Don't miss this rare opportunity to meet and hear author, president, and founder of BioAge, Dr. Roland Thomas, and pet health expert, Russell Louie. This exclusive teaching engagement is Saturday, November the 17th, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Front Range Community College Library. Call now, and your $10 registration fee includes the Magic BAC DVD and the book, The Magic of Bioalgae Concentrate. Reserve your seat now at 1-877-288-9116. That's 1-877-288-9116.
Why is Limumui in Fukuoidan renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Limumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoidan, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoidan a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Limumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment, you agree, you disagree. But to understand what's really going on today, let me take you back to 1918 and 1917, immediately after at the very end of the First World War, when suddenly it was the American corporations. It was the Federal Reserve System funneling money to Lenin after the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Kerensky, and then doing everything they could to undermine the opposition. There was General Wrangel, who led the Army of the South, and Admiral Kolchak, who led the Army of the East. And there was another revolutionary movement, I shouldn't say revolutionary movement, a pro-Russian movement in Poland. And then there were American troops in the north up at Murmansk. But the whole idea was that nobody wanted communism. The vast majority of the Russian people didn't want communism. I mean, many of them wanted the Tsar. I mean, the only reason, of course, the Tsar was overthrown was because of the occult influence of Rasputin, and, of course, because the Tsar had, out of loyalty to his cousin, the King of England, and the King of England was the cousin of the Tsar, why, of course, they remained in the war, which they never should have gone into in the first place. And yet so many Russians had lost their lives, every family had lost somebody. The war was extremely unpopular. And then, of course, all of the evidence is that the secret society that Cecil Rhodes has created, which by 1917 was headed by Alfred Milner, was over there trying to create the first Russian revolution. And there was money being shipped in from Jacob Schiff and others here because of the anti-Semitism of the Russian government that overthrew the Russian government. And then the second revolution in October of 1917. But what you must understand is that Admiral Kolchak in the east and General Wrangel in the south and the people fighting in Poland were all undercut by the United States and Great Britain in an effort to bring communism to power. And this is why you must read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will give you all of the references to this so you can check it out. And the fact that immediately, you know, as hostilities were ending in the Western Front, that the Hoover Institute, the Hoover Commission, came in with aid, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of aid. And in those days, you know, $1 million was really worth $1 million. And, you know, and it almost all, 97% went to the communists. The United States and England wanted communism in power. In fact, I had a friend of mine who could actually read and write Russian fluently. It had been one of my patients who had really been very, very favorable to communism. But it's another story. Maybe we can tell you sometime. But he had actually gone over and had the opportunity to go through all the Russian files during that period about 1990, where everything opened up, and found out that Lenin had actually offered to send the Tsar and his family to England so they wouldn't remain in Russia and be executed. And the English king, the cousin of the Russian Tsar, had refused to accept his cousin in England for exile. And what was so interesting is this was written up under the auspices of the Hoover Institute. My friend was working at the Hoover Institute at the time. He was retired, a California highway patrolman. And, of course, all the records were up at Hoover, and they were all mysteriously destroyed there. Fortunately, my friend had copies of that. I don't know if they ever put it into a book, but one time I had a copy which mysteriously disappeared. I wondered why, but we can't let the American people understand that the English people were working with, or the leaders were working with the United States to bring communism to power. And those of you who haven't read my little pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's very inexpensive, and you can get large numbers of them for distribution, or why, first, you can just read them on my website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And that, of course, is the March, April, May, and June newsletters of this year, 2007. Get them, read them, and find out how we have financed communism since its inception. And we're still financing it today. We're still putting money in to secure Russia's chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. And yet, Russia has over $440 billion in reserves. America has no reserves. We're the greatest debtor nation in the world. We're still pouring money into Russia today to secure their weapons so they just don't fall into unfriendly hands. What sort of madness is this? And as you heard me say before, the reason that Russia is the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world today is the American corporations and American banks and American drilling companies and American oil and natural gas companies working in concert with their friends of the Bilderbergers, and I'm speaking specifically of British Petroleum and Royal Dutch Shell, working with Exxon, each has a $20 billion, that is billion-dollar contract to develop the oil and natural gas resources in Russia today. And we are building up the best enemy money could buy. And one reason for going to war with Iran is because we'll shut down production in the Gulf, and then, of course, the Russians will be able to benefit from that oil at $100 to $150 to $200 a barrel. The price of oil is going to cripple our economy, and that's what's planned. And none of this makes sense unless there is another explanation. And that's what you must understand. That's why my articles on the communist-capitalist alliance are so important. Because behind this alliance are the spiritual forces. And you can go up on the Internet, or you can get my latest syllabus. We actually have reproduced the information from the Internet. But that's called the Planned Police State, and we recommend it to you. But I'm speaking specifically of the last segment where we talk about the hierarchy of light. And that's on the Loser's Trust website, where they tell you that there really is a spiritual hierarchy. The Masters of Wisdom, the Elder Brothers, the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. And it's made up of executives in both the left, both the East and in the West. And these are men of great wealth and great power who rule the world. And they're all tied into this other dimension through which the spiritual hierarchy or the Ancients of Wisdom or the Elder Brothers work. And they will tell us that these are perfected human beings who span into the other dimension. And there is a spiritual dimension. Of course, these are not perfected human beings. These are actually demonic beings. And until you recognize that nothing is as it appears to be, and the conflict between communism and capitalism is totally contrived, and we send our boys overseas to fight communism or terrorism, when, of course, people on the other side are involved with the same spiritual hierarchy, and, of course, these young, brave, courageous fighting men are simply pawns in this spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You go back, we've talked about the origins of communism in Russia, but the origin of communism in China, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you must get it and read it. And, of course, check out the references, which we'll be glad to help you obtain if you can't get them on your own. And there we tell about how the United States State Department purposely, knowingly, brought communism to China by putting an embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek's army so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. The Chinese have the support of the majority of the American people. The Chinese communists did not have, the Chinese people did not want communism, but you had the Chinese communist army largely equipped with American equipment that we'd given to the Russians and the equipment that the Russians had gotten from the Japanese when they came into the Second World War 5 days before the war ended. And then, of course, the nationalists who couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. There was no victory for the communists. It was simply a retreat by the nationalists onto Taiwan. Why? Because we wanted to bring communism to China. And that's why we're financing it today. But we can't tell the American people that. I mean, they are supposedly the enemy. No. I mean, they were created. And, of course, if you haven't read Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, long suppressed, we have it, though. In Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, he talks about, and this is from about page 950 to the end of the chapter, where he describes this secret organization. He calls it the Round Table, this secret society that he had researched for so many years. But this secret society that, you know, was actually the real force behind everything, and all these foolish Americans, these foolish right-wingers and McCarthyites who believed that it was the communist infiltration of the New York Times and the Washington Post and our State Department and Harvard that was bringing the victory of communism throughout the world. And he scoffs at us, saying, no, you've got the wrong enemy. It is this Anglo-American establishment. And he was absolutely right. It was never the communist government that brought communism to China and encouraged communism in Russia. It was this other force. But what Professor Quigley totally missed was the spiritual component behind that force. And that, of course, is the secret that nobody else is going to tell you. But you can go to their website, www.luciustrust.org, and pull down the page on the Hierarchy of Life form. Hopefully you'll want to get our syllabus and material, which will take you to understanding that there is an export out there. That Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and these people who receive so much money for what they're doing, not to reveal what's happening, but to conceal what's happening. They're not going to tell you about the other component out there. Anybody who would talk about it would be immediately ridiculed. But there is a supernatural element. There is a spiritual battle being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And remember, after the communists had killed almost 100 million of their own people, and between 1958 and 1962, the great hunger in China. And what was so amazing to me about this is that I had never really heard about this. And reading, I got started in 1962, and in all of the conservative publications from all of these conservative anti-communist organizations, nobody ever talked about the great hunger in China, where the estimate in most of the books and things on the internet is that there were 30 million people intentionally and purposely and maliciously and violently starved to death in that four-year period, according to Stephen Mosier, my friend who actually runs the Population Research Institute. He feels that the real figure, and we can get to the pages from his book called A Mother's Story, I think it is. The real figure, according to high communist officials have checked it out, was between 41 and 43 million people starved to death by the Chinese communists, our allies. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Many of our high school children are being exposed to the life-threatening drug crystal methamphetamine. This chemical is addictive, causes brain damage, and is killing our children. Parents, you can help your child resist peer pressure by supervising their activities. Get involved in schoolwork and get to know their friends. Help eliminate drugs in our community. That's from Maverick Coil Tubing Service, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Maverick Coil Tubing Service in Fort Morgan. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We don't have a guest. We'd love to hear from you. Our number, 970-689-8255. Well, Sydney, in 19, we were talking about the various things that had happened. Sydney, it was following the Second World War when the American State Department brought communism to Eastern Europe. We even provided the communist military there, Russian military, with the plates for our own military occupation currency, so that they Russians could print the occupation currency, and then later on we'd have to redeem it with real dollars or with gold. Wasn't that nice? And they used that money for their rape and pillage, and the frank rape and pillage of Eastern Europe is something so horrible, but you've never heard about it. They were always our good friends, the Russians, our great allies, and then suddenly sometime later the so-called Berlin Wall comes down, all contrived. But you have to get the American people to believe that communism is the enemy. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind our own government. Well, in 1949, of course, we turned Russia over to the, China over to the communists. There's tremendous propaganda in America that there has to be communists working at the highest levels of our government. And so this is, of course, the beginning of the anti-communist movement, and then Harry Truman creates the Korean War. It was all contrived. Dean Acheson, and you can check this out in Douglas MacArthur's book, Reminiscences, Secretary of State Dean Acheson, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of this whole international globalist cabal, makes a statement that if South Korea is attacked, we will not defend it. And immediately after that, the Joint Chiefs of Staff comes out and makes a similar statement. And then, of course, North Korea, Kim Il-sung, attacks South Korea. And now, of course, we go to the United Nations for permission to counter that. And the Russians walk out of the meeting under one guise or another. Why? Because they wanted to get us into the war, and American leaders and the China, and the Russian leaders, the communist leaders, are working together. So now we're in a 4 or 5 year no-win war in Korea. We were never allowed to win. General MacArthur was relieved of his command when he tried to win, and he when he dared to be critical of the policies in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, we go from there to the Vietnam War, and of course, the Vietnam War was contrived as well. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. We never were allowed to win the war. Our military men could have won the war at any time. Wonderful book called Cheers and Tears, written by a Marine general who was actually with the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who went to see Lyndon Johnson, President Lyndon Johnson, about 1959, to tell him how they could win the war. And Johnson yelled and swore and screamed at the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And as this Marine general said, you know, Marines talk pretty rough and tough. He'd never heard such vulgar language from any human being as came from Lyndon Johnson that morning. That morning, that when Vietnam became the longest war because we were not going to be allowed to win it, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, under this fuselage of vulgarity from the man who was the President of the United States, why, they all backed down. None of them had the courage just to turn in their, their resignations and say, we will not fight this war to win. 1965, it was already determined. We weren't going to try to win the war in Vietnam any more than we're trying to, or being allowed to win the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. The military is not being allowed to do what's necessary, and we send our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never to win the war. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't read General Ricardo Sanchez's press release, he gave a press conference here on October the 12th. That will be the subject, not of this month's newsletter, but next month's newsletter. You will not find it readily available, believe me, any place. You need to read what General Sanchez says about the best thing that we can hope for in Iraq is to stave off defeat. We cannot win because we're not allowed to win. Well, that was what Vietnam was really all about. We never tried to win the war. And then, of course, along comes 1979 when, of course, and you find these things in usually in 1949 was the fall of China, 1919, the betrayal of Russia. 1979, of course, when the Zbigniew Brzezinski, who forms the Trilateral Commission, first of all helps to bring Saddam Hussein to power, then topples the Shah of Iran and intentionally, knowingly brings the radical Ayatollahs to power there. And of course, the Shah really was very unpopular in Iran, largely because of his secret police and, of course, their brutality and the terror that they installed. But the Shah secret police were actually trained by the Central Intelligence Agency. And then when we brought the Ayatollahs to power, why, of course, they just carried that over. They became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, this terrorist organization trained by the CIA. And who do you think was part of that movement? A man named Ahmadinejad, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, this man who's making all these stupid statements today, doing everything they can to incite a war with Iran. But 20 years ago, he was part of a group that was trained by the Central Intelligence Agency. But I bet Rush Limbaugh is not going to bring out these interesting facts. Well, anyway, 1979 was the same year that we precipitated the Afghan War by helping the Mujahideen, who were actually fighting against the puppet government, Russian government in Kabul. And of course, that led, of course, to the Russian invasion. And that was what was planned. Zbigniew Brzezinski, many years later, admitted he planned the Afghan War. And then we could go around the world recruiting Islamic warriors to come to join the Holy War. Nobody was talking about Holy Wars until these ideas were created by the Central Intelligence Agency. And now we were in the process of creating the best enemy money could buy. How do you understand it? You have to understand it because there is working behind the scenes this other spiritual element go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. What is it? If you look carefully, you'll see three sixes in a circle surrounding a broken upside-down cross. Why would they have an emblem like that that has such strong spiritual significance? Don't they know the significance to Christians of the words of the letters numbers 666? Of course they do. But they can't let the American people understand what's really going on. There is an element within this movement who knows exactly what's going on. And, of course, they play both sides. Conservative, that's Kissinger, liberal, Brzezinski, right, left, Democrat, Republican. But it's all a facade to keep your attention away from the real force, the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. Telephone number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I want to hear from you.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Gas prices this year hit their highest level in history. We're now sending the OPEC oil-producing countries $500 million a day. But our country can do something about it by requiring a major increase in the gas mileage of new cars and trucks, getting our vehicles to a combined average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. That'd save a two-car family about $700 a year. Of course, the big auto companies have blocked any such increase for decades. And now they're at it again, saying, oh, they're for better gas mileage too, when they're actually trying to slow down and weaken any new requirements. It's time to stand up to the auto companies and support a fuel efficiency increase to 35 miles per gallon by 2020. Express your support at pewfuelefficiency.org. Let's save money at the pump and send less money to OPEC. Paid for by the Pew Charitable Trusts. Gas prices this year hit their highest level in history. We're now sending the OPEC oil-producing countries $500 million a day. But our country can do something about it by requiring a major increase in the gas mileage of new cars and trucks, getting our vehicles to a combined average of 35 miles per gallon by 2020. That'd save a two-car family about $700 a year. Of course, the big auto companies have blocked any such increase for decades. And now they're at it again, saying, oh, they're for better gas mileage too, when they're actually trying to slow down and weaken any new requirements. It's time to stand up to the auto companies and support a fuel efficiency increase to 35 miles per gallon by 2020. Express your support at pewfuelefficiency.org. Let's save money at the pump and send less money to OPEC. Paid for by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And so we were simply pointing out that Zbigniew Brzezinski, National Security Advisor to President Carter, organizer of the Trilateral Commission, whose original logo was three intertwining sixes, and they perfected it. Now they have a circle with three sixes joined together with an upside-down broken cross. And if you read the book, The Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson, which comes out and came out about 1980, and it's well worthwhile getting it and read it. It's out of print, but you can pick it up on Amazon. Marilyn Ferguson will tell you how Zbigniew Brzezinski's ideas overlap with hers. Well, Marilyn Ferguson is part and parcel of this whole world occult movement. These people were in contact with the beings from the other dimension. And so I understand that if you begin to study this, you begin to realize that this thing is far larger than the geopolitical conflict that we're being told about. So help us get the information out. Our number again, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you'd like to get the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy, put out by the Lucius Trust that works through the New Group of World Service. That's the New Group of World Service. YFRS would be glad to send you a free copy, although it is included in what we hope you'll want to get. And that is our catalog, pardon me, our syllabus, entitled The Planned Police State. The Planned Police State, because everything is in place for this police state. But in the syllabus, of course, we reproduce the pamphlet which we get from the Lucius Trust. If these things, if these forces are really there, why isn't anybody telling you about it? Why? Well, first of all, most people really don't know. But those people who do know, I certainly don't want you to know about it or about the financing. And fascinating articles on the Internet, as do funds a lot of this. And of course, when people start talking about it, very often they'll take the websites down. And even a man like Javier Solana, certainly one of the most powerful men in the world, that's Javier Solana, he's his surgeon. He's the general of some fancy title of the Western European Union and the Western European military. But if you look him up, Javier Solana, on the Internet, or go to Constance Cumby's website, you'll learn about Javier. But he's very upset about you and me, talking about how we have access to YouTube and to the Internet, and people are learning what's going on, and that's terrible because it's thwarting their whole plan. And they do have a plan for a world dictatorship and for elimination of a large part of the population of the world, the useless eaters like you and me and the elderly. You're dealing with people who have a whole, entirely different world set. Now, if you read the material, the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy, they will explain to you that not everybody involved on the other side really understands it, but their minds are controlled. But there are many who do. And they talk extensively about the executives on both the East and the West. And, of course, the East, that would be Russia and China and the other communist countries, and the West would be countries like Western Europe and the United States. But these executives are, very powerful men who are really running things behind the scenes. Is it true? Could this really be going on? Would our enemies write it all out and lay it right out for anybody to see and to read? Well, as absurd as it seems, that is exactly what's going on. And this is why we need you to get the information. We need you to help us get this out. We need you to help get to the Christians to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle and that they've been lied to. Because if you read the material from the spiritual hierarchy, they will tell you that they're working within religious organizations. What are they doing? They're changing the music within our churches. They're changing the message within the churches. They're changing what we believe about the very essence of the God who created the heavens and the earth. And the God that is being preached in Christian churches today is not the God of the Bible. This is the God of Lucifer, a God who loves everybody and gives everybody complete license to do what they want to. In fact, as Aleister Crowley said, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. That's what we're teaching our young people in our schools today. You make the decisions. You have the intelligence to determine what's right and wrong. And what 15-year-old child has really the ability to determine what's right and wrong? We need, of course, God's Word. We need God's guidance. We need the Holy Scriptures to determine what's right and wrong and to be the guide of our lives, because men cannot exist without God. But unfortunately, the God that is being preached in so many churches today is not the God of the Holy Scriptures. Understand, the God of the Holy Scriptures has given us limitations. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not steal. But not the God, of course, is being preached in our churches today. You can do whatever you want to, because God loves everybody, and there is no punishment. There is no eternal damnation. There is certainly no punishment. There is no hell. And we don't need a Savior at all under those circumstances, because God loves you. Well, this half of the story. But then what would you expect from people who would have created the situations we're describing today? And, of course, now as America enters a period of chaos and crisis and we begin to see the crumbling of the structure of our society, the breakdown of morals within our society, and now, at the present time, we're suddenly beginning to see the economic collapse of our society. As the dollar is falling, oh, the stock market's doing great, everybody's making money, but the dollars are worth less and less. So the stock market goes up, the dollar's worth less and less, the people are losing and they don't even know, and we see gold approaching, you know, $826 yesterday, oil approaching $100 a barrel, and if things go as I anticipate, $150 a barrel. We see the impoverishment of the American people. Well, we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program. Why didn't anybody call in? Our number 970-689-8255.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com, not RadioLiberty.com. We're trying to get people educated. If you'd like to help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go up on the Internet under www.luciustrust.org, and you can actually pull down the Hierarchy of Light page, tell you all about the spiritual hierarchy, or the elder brothers, or the masters of wisdom, who really run the world, these demonic spirits. They won't admit they're demonic spirits. They say they're perfected human beings. Ladies and gentlemen, none of us ever really got that perfected. No, they're demonic spirits, but they know they're demonic spirits. Just as so much of their material, they know exactly what they're doing. They talk about Sanat Kumara, one of the great avatars. Sanat is an anagram for Satan. They worship Satan. It all goes back to ancient Gnosticism, the idea that there were two gods, and they worship the true God, not you and I. Understand the foundation of their spiritual beliefs. and that these people have sold their lives to Satan. If you don't believe they're people who have given their lives to Satan, you need to get the videos we carry. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They're DVDs, 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour versions. They sold their souls for rock and roll. It's important that you have the information. We hope you want to get our police. Find me the planned police state syllabus. And, of course, we, of course, have the talk, at least on audio for that. We'll hopefully very, very soon have that on DVD. But it's important that you have the information at your fingertips so you can help us to inform others. I think it's important that we have things we can do. I told my wife the other day, send a donation, a financial obligation donation to Ron Paul. He raised $3.3 million on the 5th of November. Always remember the 5th of November. That's Guy Fawkes Day. And, of course, they raised $3.3 million one day for Ron Paul. But, of course, they'll tell you how Mayor Giuliani has the imagination of the people. Giuliani is getting money from the establishment, from this occult movement. Ron Paul represents the people of this country. You can do something at this time, and believe me, you need to do it now if you're going to. And I believe that here's a man who stands on the Constitution and wants to get out of the war and wants to repeal the Military Commission Act. You need to get our syllabus. You need to get our talk, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD. You need to get my talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. What is the forbidden secret? It's a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years.